91X News.
It's Plus Two with Flurries at 3 o'clock. I'm Harrison Perkins with 91X News. A murder trial has heard that a Montreal teen was convinced her Muslim parents would kill her for dating. Colin Perkle has the details from Kingston.
The aunt of Sahar Shafia's boyfriend says the teen told her several times that she would be a dead woman if her parents found out about the relationship. The witness said Shafia seemed completely serious about the threats, but the aunt said the 17-year-old took the risk because she was deeply in love with her boyfriend and wanted to marry him. Shafia's father, mother, and brother have all pleaded not guilty to drowning her, her two sisters, and another relative in June 2009. Colin Perkle, The Canadian Press, Kingston, Ontario.
Ontario Premier Dalton McGuinty says he wants students to feel free to be who they are at school, regardless of ethnicity, faith, culture, gender, or sexual orientation. McGuinty says bullying has always been a violation of the rules, but he wants to take it up a notch and give the rules force of law with new legislation.
With the Safe Schools Act, for one thing, we included bullying for the first time, and we said that it could be the subject of a suspension. Now we're stepping it up, and we're saying it can be the subject of expulsion, which is the most severe consequence that a school can impose.
McGuinty told students at a Toronto area high school that schools will have to take steps to prevent bullying and to intervene when necessary and apply appropriate consequences. There will be a new trial for a convicted rapist dubbed Clumsy Don Juan by the sentencing judge, Sheena Puxley. That's the details.
Manitoba's highest court overturned the conviction of Kenneth Rhodes and ordered a new trial after hearing arguments from both sides. Rhodes was convicted in February of sexual assault but was given a two-year conditional sentence. Justice Robert Dewar sparked public outrage when he described Rhodes as a clumsy Don Juan and suggested the victim's provocative clothing meant that sex was in the air. He has since apologized and has undergone gender equity counseling. Lawyers for both Rhodes and the Crown argued a new trial was needed because of how the judge weighed the evidence of the accused and his alleged victim. Shinta Puxley, The Canadian Press, Winnipeg.
Well, some news from here in Belleville. Belleville police were called to a domestic disturbance on Brown Street around 5:30 yesterday afternoon. A male suspect was drunk and breaking furniture. When police arrived, the man grabbed a meat cleaver and threatened to kill the officers. Police disarmed the man. He was taken into custody. A 49-year-old Belleville man is charged with 3 counts of uttering death threats and 2 counts of assault with a weapon, as well as 1 count of weapons dangerous. He is scheduled for a bail hearing at some point today. The suspect and one officer were treated for minor injuries. Officials say 42 dogs have been rescued from a puppy mill in a community east of Woodstock, Ontario. The Ontario SPCA says they received an anonymous tip from a concerned citizen about the living conditions of the dogs on a property in Creditville. That's 91X News. At 3:06, here's Kurt Weiss with sports.
All right, we'll start off local. The red-hot Belleville Bulls will honor Kingston Frontenacs general manager Doug Gilmore tonight when the Bulls are at home to the Frontenacs. Gilmore was a Belleville Bull back in 1979-80 when he played 25 games and was inducted into the Hockey Hall of Fame on November 13th. The puck drops for tonight's game at 7. Also locally, it was a night to remember for Calgary defenseman and Belleville native Derek Smith. He got his first NHL goal against the Nashville Predators just last night. Turned out to be the game winner as the Flames beat Nashville 1-0. NHL now, the Maple Leafs are home to the Boston Bruins in one of 5 NHL games on the evening. Edmonton welcomes Minnesota, Montreal visits Anaheim, Tampa Bay is at Detroit, and New Jersey visits Colorado. Buffalo Sabres goaltender Ryan Miller is practicing with the team again after he got a concussion on November 12th. And Bruce Boudreau isn't blaming being fired on Alex Ovechkin. Boudreau says he doesn't believe the two-time league MVP was ever a problem to the team. In the NFL, there's word the league is fining Buffalo Bills receiver Stevie Johnson for his questionable touchdown celebration last weekend. Johnson mocked Jets receiver Plaxico Burress by mimicking shooting himself in the thigh. Burress was in prison for 20 months for shooting himself in a New York City nightclub back in 2008. And in Canadian football, this just in, Hamilton Tiger Cats have canned head coach Marcel Bellefeuille. He coached the Ticats since 2008 after joining the team as offensive coordinator in December of 2007. And in basketball, Nets general manager Billy King is denying rumors that the New Jersey Nets were in trade discussions with Orlando Magic about Dwight Howard. Howard is in the final year of his contract with the Magic, and he'll be a free agent next June. And that's it for sports. Here's Harrison Perkins. He's got the weather.
Thanks, Kurt. Periods of rain ending this afternoon, then clearing. Rain at times mixed with wet snow early this afternoon. The temperature will be falling to +1 at some point this afternoon. Tonight, clear. Low -4. Tomorrow, mix of sun and cloud with a high of +3. Taking a look at Friday, a mix of sun and cloud with a high of +2 as well. Right now, it's +2. I'm Harrison Perkins with Kurt Weiss. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 4.